The 2012 campaign season has already begun, but it looks like the 2010 election isn't over. Some politicians that won months ago now face a battle to stay in their seats.
A group of Selena's parents from the LaSalle Union School District are threatening to try to recall Monterey County Supervisor Fernando Armenta.
The budget battle in Madison has launched the largest recall effort of state lawmakers in Wisconsin history.
Well, I'm frustrated. The recall seems to be sort of the newest, you know, instant gratification pill.
People are collecting signatures to recall state legislators, mayors, superintendents, even a governor.
Taking back your vote. Does the country have recall fever or just a minor case of incumbent allergies? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, April 13th.
And we'll take a look at the morning's top news. President Obama, facing no recall as far as we know, gets his shot at the $14 trillion question. Call it, how does the U.S. reduce its deficit? The president will outline the first step of his plan today. He's expected to call for reduced spending in Medicare and Medicaid, letting the Bush tax cuts expire, and less defense spending. White House spokesman Jay Carney says it's a pivot from 2 years of increased spending aimed at jumpstarting a weak economy.
I will not preview the president's speech, but I will say that the president believes there has to be a balanced approach.
And the president's plan is a response to the Republican blueprint released last week. We'll talk to Todd Zwillick and Charlie Herman about the political and economic sides of this story in just a few minutes.
Former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has been detained for 15 days while authorities investigate allegations of corruption and abuse of power. That announcement came shortly after Mubarak was admitted to a hospital with heart problems. His two sons have also been detained. We'll talk further about that later. And an international conference on Libya's future begins this morning in Qatar. Rebel leaders are expected to ask Western and Arab envoys for more pressure to remove Muammar Gaddafi.
Reports in Ivory Coast this morning that supporters of former President Laurent Gbagbo are being rounded up and killed. Gbagbo was captured this week after months of refusing to step down. This Gbagbo supporter tells our partner, the BBC, he's in hiding.
We've got relatives. We can't go back to their places because their names are in a list. Supporters of Alassane Ouattara have the list, and they go to the houses looking for people who are in the list.
New president Alassane Ouattara says Gbagbo and his wife will face trial.
A final count is expected today in Wisconsin's state Supreme Court election. The too-close-to-call contest is seen as a referendum on the state's new Republican leadership. And the Huffington Post has been hit with a $105 million class action lawsuit. A group of about 9,000 bloggers say they were never paid for their work, and they want their share of the $315 million AOL paid for the Huffington Post earlier this year.
Bloggers who don't get paid?
I know, imagine. It's shocking.
Imagine such a thing, yes.
It's shocking that you could put something on the internet and not make money off it.
Although, fight for the bloggers.
Yeah, a spokesman for the website says the lawsuit has no merit and compares the bloggers to people who go on TV shows to promote their views.
That's what the AOL site spokesman says?
No, Huffington Post says that they're like reality TV stars.
I see. Well, let's see how that holds up in court.
Looking at the markets, Asian and European markets are up. Futures are up. The Dow will start at 12,263. The S&P at 1,314. And the NASDAQ will open at 2744.
Do you think calling bloggers reality TV contestants might produce more blogs?
It will. I think you can pretty reliably predict that. You know, is blogger an American word?
I think so.
It might be.
I think so. What is it? Weblog?
Yeah.
Is what it came from.
And what it started
so
with.
Weblog is an American word, probably.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Well, we'll see. We're going to talk about the American language.
Segue, here it comes.
Yeah, see, you like that? You like that?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the American language, words that are typically American, and what one author calls the forgotten founding father, Noah Webster, the author of our dictionary.
Cousin of Daniel Webster.
Yeah, of course.
There you go.
We're also going to, you can go over to our website, actually. You can guess the right definition of some of Webster's words. That's at thetakeaway.org. First, though, we're going to preview President Obama's budget address, which is scheduled for this afternoon with Charlie Herman and Todd Zwillick.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.